Good morning, everyone. Is it working? Yes, technology is working. We are excited. So, hi, everyone. We are live for our podcast. We are covering the book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0, Jean-Philippe and I, Sylvain. So today we are going to finish the chapter number 7, serving people, because we talk about leader, servant leader. So the servant leader are the best because they are there to help people to grow and to, you know, change the face of the world. Because when we are at the service of others, we are building a better world. So today we're going to cover question number 8. So in the previous podcast, we cover 8 questions that we can work on ourselves, you know, to be a better servant leader. So the question number 8, it's the example question. So how can I serve people in a way that will inspire them to serve others? So this is the philosophy of the servant leadership. You know, it's to enrich the lives of individuals, to build better organization, to build better team, because people are there to help others, okay? We want to create a more just and caring world. So that way, when you are helping someone else to succeed in that your field, so that way you are building a better world. So we have our icon in the Tupperware. We have Brownie Wise, and you know, she was a servant leader. Okay, so at the beginning of the company, she said, when you help someone to climb the ladder of success, you are helping yourself to climb that ladder. So she said, build the people and they will build the business. So this is all the philosophy of Tupperware and of course of all MLM. So today we're going to talk about ways that we can help people, okay? And we can show them, okay, to inspire them to serve others, okay? So first of all, we have to lead by example. Of course, when you are a parent, okay, you always, you don't tell your children to do something. You have to do it. I just remember when my mother used to tell me, okay, go make your room. And I was remember her room was like a mess, a little bit messy. Okay, so you know what? My room was not something that I want to do, okay? Because, you know, she didn't set the proper example, okay? So this is how I remember. So when I was a kid, I said, no, I don't want to do my room. So this is something that you have to have to teach your children by example, okay? Don't tell them, show them. This is what we said. So in our MLM, so how we can demonstrate the value and behavior that we wish to see in our people, okay? It's if you are humble, they are going to be humble. If you are have integrity, you know what? Most of them will have integrity, okay? So in our MLM, we have number one, because we lead by example, so we implement a culture of sharing the information, not a competition. So in our MLM, if you are someone new, okay, you can join Monique VIP and you can see, oh my God, she is wonderful. She's doing this, she's doing that. So that way you can do the same and you can have similar result. So this is how we work. At the opposite, my sister work in an office with a real estate agent, and they are more competitive, okay? If they have success, they don't want to share with others. They don't want to share their key of success, okay? Because there's a competition. So this is not the kind of environment we want to have in our business. So if you want to people to share, you have to share yourself. As you know, our VIP is open to everyone. So a lot of people join Jean-Philippe's VIP, and they see, oh my God, it's doing this, it's doing that. Oh my God, I love the live sales. I'm going to copy this. And when we copy something, okay, it's like the way to tell Jean-Philippe, oh my God, you did a great job. I want to be like you. It's more like a recognition than you being angry because someone copy you, okay? So this is the kind of spirit that we want to have in our MLM, okay? So when you show them that it's important to, give them the best tool that you are using, so they are going to do the same with their colleagues. When you want to help someone, okay, when you help someone without anyone ask you to help, so this is another way that you are showing example. So that way, can you imagine the new recruit, you offering your help, and she said, oh my God, I didn't ask anything, and he read in my mind. So I'm going to do the same with my new recruit. So this is a new thing that you can have in your leadership. And by showing your example, if you have, you make sales, okay? If you recruit, guess what? Your people will recruit. And people never do more than the leader, okay? So when they do more than the leader, they become director by themselves, okay? So this is how it's important to lead by example. Number two. It's provide supportive feedback. As you know, offering feedback in a way that reconstruction is going to help people to, build a better business, okay? So that way you're gonna uplifting them, and you are not critical or demeaning, okay? That way you are using positive reinforcement. So that way, when you are using that, they love it, and you are going to reproduce the same with your leader because you are using positive reinforcement. They are going to use it. So when you recognize them, okay, when you tell them that they are doing a great job, when you are publicly say, okay, oh my God, you were amazing in your training. Thank you. So that way, they are going to do the same with their own recruit. So that way, they are going to be supportive with their colleagues, one and another. All right. Number three, foster a collaborative environment. So when you promote teamwork and collaborative problem solving, you share responsibility. I remember when I start Tupperware, I remember I was a manager, okay? And I had like 4 months in the company, 5 months, I don't know. And Maria called me and she said, you know what, tonight you're gonna do the training at the team meeting. And I say, oh my God, I have, let's say, no experience. You have Nicole there, you have Jose, and why do you choose me? She said, you know, you are in success, okay? Even if you are a manager, you have something you can give to the people. So I'm going to help you to plan your training. And she did all the, she told me what to say, okay? And I was doing my training with my paper, okay? Telling what Maria told me to say, okay? And that was the first time. And I asked her, why don't you do it? You know what to do. You are a success story. Why do you ask me to do this? And she said, you know, I have to work with you to develop you. And that way, one day, you are going to train your own people to be the trainer, okay? So this is how we work, okay? We have to share responsibility. When Monique, she's doing, let's say, our team meeting, sometimes she's going to use, Nicole, okay, to do a testimonial because she has success in her VIP, or she had a beautiful week of recruitment. So she is going to ask our teammate to do the training. So that way you are sharing the responsibility. You are not the only, not superstar, but you're not the only one, okay? You have to share the responsibility with others. So when Jean-Philippe is doing our 2080 meeting, okay? So he's going to use different people. So that way they can give the information and you are creating a collaborative environment and you share responsibility. And this is how messengers work. I don't know if you have a messenger in your team, but you know, we have that collaborative spirit in that messenger. So people are going to ask questions and you know, the manager, the consultant will answer the question of one another one. So that way we have fast answer and people, they love it. So that kind of collaboration. Number four, recognize and celebrate contribution of others. So make sure to appreciate the effort of everyone. So big or small, they are all important. So that way, when you see someone doing something great, okay, you have to praise him out loud, okay? You have to recognize him. You have to, let's say, when you have something great, okay? Yeah, you have to recognize them. So make sure to let them know that their contribution works. And you know, every sales in our MLM are something great, okay? Big or small, this is your contribution and we love it. Okay, and number five, we want to encourage community involvement. So at Les Diamants, prior to the COVID, we had a foundation that we were supporting. We were supporting children, sick children, okay? We were associated with the Téléthon des Étoiles, okay? It was a foundation that we are giving money for people, for children at the hospital and, you know, for research and everything. And just before COVID, I think it was in 2019, we did just spontaneously a way that we say, you know what, we have a lot of things in our life. Let's help others. So we set a table in a park and we did a big, my friend Stephanie Talbot, she did a big pot of soup and she did sandwich and we, you know, have people are giving us clothes, glove, they took, and we give them to the homeless. That was a great experience. And you know, when you are in the presence of people who are in need, you are going to learn and it's going to humble yourself, okay? And during COVID, a lot of people, they help hospital worker. So let's say they choose a cause. I know in my team, someone sold coffee mug and she gave all the profits and all the mugs to the hospital worker. So that way we are, you know, encouraging our community. And this is a way that we are volunteering with other one. So we are going to create a better world. So as you know, this is how we can show people how they can service their own team and their own community. So when you lead in a way that when you show them, okay, don't tell them. So that's a way that you are going to show the example, okay? So when you are humbling down yourself, when you are stepping down from your position and you are service others, you raise your game and empowers others. So to do, let's say, a wrap up of all this chapter. So we ask Jean-Philippe and we say, you know what? You have two things to cover. How can we have a heart of servant and how we can have a hand of servant? So Jean-Philippe, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Sylvie. Good morning, everyone. Oh, I'm hearing myself twice. Okay, that's fine. So yes, let's do like a quick summary of the chapter, because as you see, okay, becoming a servant leader is not something that is necessarily easy for everybody, especially into the world that we are living in, where people are like sometimes working only for themselves, are a little bit individual. It is something that we need to think of and we need to really focus on. So as we just covered in the last podcast, like the servant leadership will actually develop inside in of you and then will like appear out, because you cannot fake it. Because if you fake it, that servant leadership, people will feel it, will feel that it is not authentic. So we really want to help people because it's good for them and not because they will work for me. Like they will make the difference, the difference between the ladder climber and the ladder holder. I don't know if you guys remember, this is one of the first thing that we've covered into that segment of the podcast with the book, that we want to be a ladder holder. We want to help people climb the ladder and not only like us seeing you like climb the ladder. So how can you do that? Okay, there is five principal elements that we've covered in the last podcast about servant leadership. So I want to give you some quick tips and quick strategy that you can apply to be sure that you are becoming a good servant leader. So first of all, it is really important to don't rely on your position or on your title. So you gotta earn respect. You can't demand it. So respect comes from a genuine care and competence. Like people want to see if you're approachable, if you listen actively, and if you acknowledge actually the contribution of everyone. So what you want to do, okay, to don't rely on your position is that you want to empower people over control them. We all probably like have ever had a boss that was micromanaging. So this actually kills creativity. So what we want to provide guidance. We want to be sure that we build a trust, okay, in the work that they are doing so they feel that they own it. Like we want to be sure that they are accountable to us in a way that they feel empowered. Second element, you gotta believe in people and their potential. So how can you do that? You got to be an active listener. You got to build a place where you can have an open communication. So open communication will happen if you are that active listener. Active listener means that you're not waiting for the people in front of you to finish to ask the next questions. Like when they talk, you take notes, you reformulate, like you try not to critic them. You try to like see how they see the situation so you can bring your experience to the table. Okay, so creating a safe space where your team feels comfortable, share idea and also their concern. You gotta focus on their strength. Really, if you want to be that people to see the potential in your team, you got to focus on their strength. So you got to help your team member identifying their strength and talent, and you got to play, okay, into their strength when assigning a task or a project. So when you do that, okay, because you know the strength of your people, they will feel empowered doing a task. So that is the main responsibility of a leader, is to find where your team member are good at and use them in that situation. So together you're building something where everybody feels part of the project. Number three, see things from the perspective of other. So how can you do that? Okay, you gotta solicit feedback. Because if you're not talking to your people, if you don't let them, okay, tell what they think. And if you guys remember in one of the previous podcasts, we give you a lot of questions that you can ask in a meeting, in like a 20-80 meeting, in a coaching session. Like, ask those questions when you can receive a feedback. And you have to seek diverse perspective, which means that, yes, obviously, I will work, okay, and ask those kind of questions with the people that are generating the most result, that are committed to their work and committed to success. But I just don't need to rely on one perspective, because everybody is different. So everybody has a different type of personality. So I just want to be sure that I can grasp actually what they are thinking to take the best decision after and get a better perspective about what is happening. Number four, create an environment of encouragement. As Sylvain said, okay, when you catch them doing something good, you gotta tell them. So celebrate mistakes, okay, and make sure that people understand that when they do a mistake, it is not just a mistake, it is a learning opportunity. So it's a shift in the view, okay, of mistake from failure to stepping stone for growth. So when you are able to do that, and when you say, congratulations, you fail, but here is what you learn from it, this will create a place where people know that you are looking for them in a growth mindset. And one way to like create that environment of encouragement, help them set achievable goals. Like you have the experience as a leader, and sometimes people don't know how to set a goal, or they set a goal that is unrealistic. But if you like help them set those achievable goals and you show them how they can track it, this can change actually their perspective on how you want to help them. And number five, measure your success on how much value you add to others. So how can you do that is if actually you track progress over time. So use regular feedback session to track progress of your people and look if they are feeling confident and empowered, okay, with the coaching session that you have done with them and how they are evolving. And if you want to like be sure that you're bringing as much value as you can, you need to get to a problem-solving mentality. You have to set an environment where they can feel that, yes, you solicitate their thinking and they can actually take initiative to solve problem and identify opportunity. So you want to be sure that they develop that critical thinking and that creative thinking. So actually, they will feel that you help them get as much value as you want. So no, it is not easy at first, but you just gotta set your brain, because if naturally, okay, you're not someone that is helping people naturally, like around you, just like keep over and over repeating to your brain, okay, I gotta help people. How can I help them? And at some point, with the reflection that you do on yourself, this will become natural, okay, over time. So back to you, Sylvain.
Yes, thank you, Jean-Philippe. That was a great reminder of all the chapters. So to finish, so John Maxwell proposed an exercise, okay? So if you want to be a better servant leader, okay, so do this exercise. So people need encouragement. People, they like to be seen. People, they have to know that you are appreciate them and they matters. So appreciation, it's the oxygen of the soul. So in the next day, so you have to choose one day and you say, you know what, I'm going to compliment someone every hour of the day, Okay, so you're gonna compliment one sincere compliment every hour of the day. So you are going to have to plan in advance, because of course you have to know with who are you interacting in a day. Okay, number two, you have to know when are you interacting with them. Okay, so let's say you're gonna compliment your spouse, your kids, okay, your mother, but after that, who are you going to compliment? You have to choose your team member, maybe a colleague, okay? What do you know about them, okay? And what are you, can you saying that is going to uplift them and encourage them? So this is a great exercise. Can you imagine? You are going to be awake, let's say 16 hours. So you're going to give 16 compliments to someone. You are going to uplift 16 people and you are going to encourage 16 people in a day. So what a way to, you know, put that servant leader in the test. So, all right. So thanks everyone for joining us today. So tomorrow we're going to start a new chapter, chapter 8, and we're going to talk about the vision. So thanks again, and we're going to see you tomorrow. Bye for now.